Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Enjoy Eating Fruit and Vegetables from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm just going to say a little bit about enjoying a healthy, balanced diet and the benefits you'll be getting as you change your eating patterns over the coming days and weeks. Many people find that eating a diet rich in fresh fruit and vegetables can seem quite difficult. It sometimes seems easier to just have a pre-packaged snack than to eat fresh food. You may have got into the habit of thinking of eating fruit and veg as if it was some kind of chore, something you know you should eat, but which you resist eating because, of course, we often resist being told what we should do, even if we are telling ourselves to do it, if that makes sense. Other people have developed anxiety around certain foods, and the thought of eating fruit and vegetables can actually make them feel very uncomfortable. Now, you probably already know about the countless benefits of eating fruit and vegetables regularly. Every week there's a new story in the news about how this type of fruit may help prevent cancer or how that vegetable helps prevent Alzheimer's disease. The evidence that people who eat 5 or more pieces of fruit and veg a day are likely to live longer, healthier lives with more energy, stronger immune systems and sharper brains is overwhelming. We're also continuing to discover more and more nutrients in fresh fruit and veg, like different varieties of phytochemicals, which the human body can utilise in all sorts of beneficial ways. These discoveries also make it clear that no multivitamin supplement can be a proper substitute for a healthy diet, because fresh fruit and veg have far more health benefits to them than just a few processed vitamins in a tablet. But knowing these facts intellectually is quite different from being able to look at a piece of fruit and feel a physical desire to eat it, or to really enjoy some perfectly cooked vegetables with your meal. So as you relax very deeply to the hypnotic part of this session, you'll have the opportunity to make some really deep and lasting changes on an instinctive level, so that in the days and weeks ahead, you won't just be thinking differently about fruit and veg, you'll be feeling so much more naturally drawn to eating a balanced, healthy diet and enjoying all the health benefits and increased energy and well-being that go along with that. Now, if you haven't yet closed your eyes, you can do that right now. And make sure your body's in a comfortable position with your legs uncrossed and your hands apart so that you can most easily begin to let that body become very still. Breathing a little bit more deeply and slowly and knowing there's nothing you need to do here. Nothing to get right. You can listen to these words or you can just let your conscious attention wander for a while about how you'll be making sense of these words on an unconscious level. While you're wandering, even deeper into a daydream-like state where you can just ask yourself the question, what would it actually be like to enjoy noticing that my tastes have changed as you use this trance to make real changes that will help you live a longer, healthier, happier life, with more energy to enjoy the things you want to? And what would that be like to know that you had made that change? How would life be different from those first moments you started to enjoy new foods, to all the benefits that came later? And you don't need to imagine this vividly. right now. You can just ponder it as a way to give this trance that you're going into the direction and the drive to make those changes. Because you see, hypnotic trance and the experience of going deeply into the depths of your own dreaming mind is a place where you can update your instincts. And it's a place you dip into in times when you become completely absorbed, gazing at a flickering fire and beginning to see shapes within the fire, feeling its warmth and noticing how that body begins to relax. And perhaps that fire is outdoors or in a fireplace inside a room. But you can just notice what it's like to be resting somewhere where you can hear the crackle of that comforting fire and enjoy the colors of red and orange, of yellow and little flecks of blue, and how those facial muscles can soften and that breathing can deepen and that body can go into a deep physical trance where the comfort begins to flow all the way into the chest and the stomach. How the shoulders sink and down the arms, tingling in the fingertips. What it's like to sigh with comfort. Thigh muscles lengthening all the way down into the feet, the tips of the toes, as you let go inside. That's it. And all around the world, and all through history, there are different human cultures with different diets, some living mostly vegetarian diets, some living more meat-based diets, some using lots of spices, some eating most of their food raw. And the children born into each culture all start out drinking milk, and only very slowly, as they grow, are they introduced to the food of that culture? And they adapt to their culture's cuisine. And it just feels right to them. It's what they're used to. So that food from other cultures tastes quite strange to them at first, until they adapt and expand their tastes even further. And isn't it interesting how in certain circumstances people's tastes completely change. Sometimes it happens to women in pregnancy when they begin to crave new flavors that they were once indifferent to. Sometimes it happens to people who are lost in the wilderness, living on what they can find, as they try to make their way back to civilization. And because their body begins to crave water and nourishment, as the thirst in their body cries out to them, and the thought of an apple or an orange, rich in juice, would be real salvation. And any plant they can find that is rich with moisture begins to taste delicious. Because your body knows how to let you know that it's very, very important. If you're out there starving in the wilderness, that you start to eat to live. And it knows how to change your tastes. And of course, many people notice that the candies they craved as a child seem sickly sweet when they're adult. And they notice they can appreciate more subtleties of flavor as an adult that they couldn't perceive as a child. Everybody's tastes change, just as yours have changed. Now, you like things today that you wouldn't have liked at all when you were a baby. And that's something you can continue to evolve in the deep knowledge that your unconscious is listening in a deeper way than language alone can communicate to all the parts of you now. No. That the urgency of being lost in the wilderness, when what sustains you tastes delicious, is an urgency that's now a reality for you, can begin to expand your sense of time to change your appreciation of how long and healthy you want to live, well, filled with energy, able to enjoy yourself into old age, as you take the time to connect with your body, to connect with your body's real desires, because your body knows how to crave nutrition, how to crave all those wonderful vitamins and nourishment that fruit and vegetables offer. And it's already given you signals. Times you felt tired or irritable. Times you felt run down or had a headache. It's given you signals, warning you that you haven't been taking care of yourself properly. But up until now, it's been waiting, assuming that times out there are hard, that there's no good nutrition out there, no fresh fruit and vegetables that it could use to heal and revitalize yourself. But the more you see fruit and veg from now on, the more your body can see them too, and crave them in only the most appropriate ways for you. Do you know, do you not, how to crave something? Something very tasty, where you see that thing, and something inside you yearns for it. And the closer you get, the more you imagine having it, the more you want it, and you want to be healthier and to have more energy. And you can see yourself eating healthily in your home, at work, and looking radiant and healthy. Eating such a well-rounded diet. A future you who's made all of these changes. Someone you want to move towards. Someone you can feel a yearning to become. To live that life. And the closer you get, the more you can yearn to eat the right things for you, can become this person only as fast as your unconscious makes all the necessary internal changes. For your own resolve and determination to grow out of those old limiting habits and allow your tastes to evolve and open up to the hunger in that body for good nutrition. The cells that yearn for those vitamins and nutrients. That's it. Calling out, and your unconscious can make those changes deeply, fully, on every level. And you can listen to this session often and deepen those changes further. Each time you do so, as you become very curious about just how many things are going to taste so much better, as you feel this integration in each and every part of you, while you now begin to return to a more wide awake state, like rousing yourself from gazing at a view, feeling refreshed and ready to have a good stretch. That's it, your body just waking up and reorienting to your surroundings. That's it. Coming all the way back now. And whenever you're ready, you can just open your eyes. That's it. Feeling very good now. And welcome back. Excellent. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for a week, or at least until you start to notice that you're really fancying eating fruit and veg more often. There are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Enjoy Healthy Cooking and Lose Your Sweet Tooth, that you might like to check out. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.